Must be nice to have somebody write songs every trip you go on. I wonder how that happened. She left out the part where they were driving through Cinque Terre, and it's this windy road right along the water, and it's treacherous and scary. And
it was a service road, I found out later.
Yeah. So when I showed her my pictures of my son, we were smiling in our pictures. She goes, oh, I wish I could have gone on that, you know. But because she shared that story with me, there's no way I was going to drive anywhere in Europe. Yeah, okay. And I've been in enough cabs to know it's a scary place over there. So we learn from each other in this wonderful, fluid thing called life. And like we always say, it's always pleasant, right? And we do try to contain it, though. We try to like, okay, I got it. This is it. Nothing changed now. And for some reason, that just doesn't ever seem to work. It really is meant to be, and is, not meant to be, it just is, fluid. It just is. It's ever-evolving. And we, in order to feel safe, want to try to contain it and control it, and we really can't. And the truth is, the only thing we can control is our story that we attach to everything that happens to us. What is our story is all it comes down to. And when our story is that one quote said, that any of our striving and struggling and suffering is happening outside of us, instead of the story we're telling ourselves about it, we run into a lot of discomfort. There's always another story. There's always a more empowering story that we can choose. And a couple weeks ago when I went to John's concert here in the sanctuary, one of the things he said was, and I don't know if I'm saying exactly right, but that pain is inevitable, but that suffering is optional. So we're all going to go through some discomfort. There's going to be things that come up and we go, whoa, what's that about? But that is going to happen. But what story we live in after that is going to determine what our life feels like. We can either go with life, which is the natural flow, or we can be afraid of life. Or we can just create a nice little box to try to live in it and have none of the players change. But doggone it, life won't let that happen. Because that's not what life is. The players do change. Souls do come in, and they do leave. And we will too. That's what's going to happen. What are we going to do while we're here? Is the big question life handles to us and says, what are you going to do? And it doesn't matter what age you are. What are you going to do right now? Because right now is where you're living. Not what you did in the past, but what are you going to do from this moment on is the invitation. If not now, when? Because we just don't know. There's one quote on the front of this, which I think is really, really amazing. The years teach much, which the days never know. So what we do in this moment, we really don't know when it's going to show up a week from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, something that happens right now that we think, this is it, all done, package it, we're done with it. It grows and comes up someplace else. It's like, how did that happen? I don't remember planting that over there. But if we look at nature, we see that things come up in our own yards, our own gardens that we didn't remember planting and that we didn't plant. But life did. Some bird decided, I'm going to take this and run with it right over there and drop it over there. It's like, wow, that's amazing. Life is teaching us, nature's teaching us who and what we really, really are. The difference is we attach stories to who we are. And that's so important to recognize that the difference between a colorful life and a life of black and white is your story. That's it. That's a great thing to realize. To realize that what I am at right now doesn't mean that's the experiences I'm going to have going forward. We predict that that's what's going to happen, but life is full of surprises. And we either live as if life is full of surprises that are wonderful, or as if life is not so great after all. Einstein said that. We live as if everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle. Now, we usually live right in the middle of that. That's a miracle. That's not a miracle. And then there's, So we usually live in both of those. But our living and our being here is a miracle. We are the miracle. Everything we do is the miracle. Everything we encounter. Just because we name it good or bad doesn't make it so, right? We're naming it as good or bad. So I had an invitation to go out to Mexico. And it was really odd because I was thinking in my mind last 2 years that I went to Mexico in February and January one time. But this time of year, I thought, well, I guess I'm not going to go to Mexico because my life is different. Mexico's not there, but, I kind of like to go. But I also kind of want to go on the West Coast. So I get an invitation to come to Mexico on the Baja Peninsula, West Coast, out of the clear blue. Seeds that were planted about 14 years ago, somebody I used to work with. It was like, wow, where'd that come from? But a lot of fear. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go see somebody I haven't seen in 14 years. We used to work together. We became pals. What if we don't get along? And I'm supposed to stay in the same building, house with this person? What? Oh, that's awkward. That could be really bad, right? But instead, I said, what can I do for me that makes me feel safer and good about this and still say yes to life? So I got a hotel. I thought, I can always take a transfer, and I can still have a beautiful trip. But I'm not going to say no, because for some reason, this came up right now when I was thinking those two thoughts, West Coast, Mexico. That's what happened. The seeds of that invitation started 14 years ago. Things grow underground. And they're growing right now. And they're going to come up in front of you. And you're going to say, wow, that's because I did this or that, and I met that person, and that's... Who is coordinating this thing called life? Who's doing this? When you think of how we all met, and you say, let's put that together. How did that happen? And how did I meet that person who told me about it? And how did I happen to pick up that paper? Or how did I happen to hear about this or that? And the person who introduced you may not even be on the radar anymore. And that's true all through our lives. We see as, okay, you're in my life. You're supposed to stay in my life forever. And if you don't, it's called failure. Life doesn't call it failure. It calls it life. It calls it living. It calls... getting in there, in the soil of it, and becoming one with it. Having a living life means saying yes to life and booking the hotel if you're a little nervous about it. Okay? So you don't go way past your comfort zone. Learning a couple of phrases in the language of the place you're going. And... just going with it. You'll never know, right? You'll never know if that thing you always wanted to do could have worked out for you unless you say yes on any level that you want to do it. When you look at everything you've done in your life that you love, it's where you said your yeses to life. And where you didn't say, it has to be this to be called a success. It has to be this. So, life can be an adventure. starting right now, if we haven't allowed that to happen. Whatever story that we have continued suffering over, we have the incredible ability to create a new story. We have this incredible thing called choice of how I'm going to view what it is that has just happened. And when you do that, you begin working and flowing with life again. And when we say no to life and say, no, that's not possible, we start to notice a lot of discomfort in our mind and then in our bodies. Life will rush to meet you when you follow your heart. When you do what's against the tide because it feels right for you. So when I was walking on the beach by myself every morning, I just thought, wow, I am like walking on God. And God is rushing up to my ankles. And I'm watching all of this incredible sunrise and all this. I'm thinking, how does this happen? You say yes. I had to say yes to, I don't know how to do special events. I'm scared to death. It's way out of my league. But I kind of want to do it really bad. I'm going to say yes. And because I did that, the next thing happens and the next thing happens. And what comes up from underground? We are all planting seeds all the time. But we give them the life to express in our own lives. We give it the energy. So many people walk around telling me what isn't working in their life, which is fine. We've all done that. There's nothing wrong with this. It's not beating up on it. But we forget that there's something within us, a pure creator, who's listening in on the conversation, who says yes to whatever we say. There's no way this is going to work out. I'd love to give you something more. Can't do it because you have free will. Or the news says, or I have people, you've got to pray for me if so-and-so gets in office because I don't know what we're going to do. As if the creative energy just stops for 4 years and nothing good can come out of it because we declared this was the good outcome and this is the poor outcome. Or we could say, whatever the outcome, it's good. We could just declare that. Boy, what are you going to wipe off your slate when you do that one? I don't care who gets in there. Nothing but good is going to come in. I'm going to experience good. We are living in a time where the rules have changed so much. And there's so many people who get to say yes to their life, but it doesn't mean that it didn't stop being scary to be who they really are. It just meant they were going to say yes. No mistakes were made here. This is what I would love to do. If nobody cared, this is what my life would look like. And that's what we love about Terry Cole Whitaker's title. What you think of me is none of my business. If we can just walk around with that, whatever you think. Because if I do that, then I'm not living my life anymore. I'm living your life. And if I'm living your life, then who's living your life? If you're so concerned about me, or if I'm so concerned about you and what you're doing, who's rowing my boat? If I try to manage somebody else to mold them into what I would love for them to be, who's molding me? So we start to understand that everybody and everything in our life is on purpose, and there are no mistakes, but there are plenty of lessons. plenty of opportunities, plenty of nudges to say, wake up, wake up. Drop the story. If you have discomfort, drop the story around it. That may mean everything could stay the same players can be in it, but your story changed about what they have to do. Or it means you say, you know what, I tried this, but this is feeling like too much work, it's too hard, something's not right. It's not enlivening me, it's draining me. And if I say something is draining me, what is draining me? What am I talking about? What is being drained? My life is being drained. My life energy is being drained. We're communicating now with life. Life's communicating with us. You don't have energy. You're not feeling alive because you're not engaging with me. We're at a party. And you're the one who's sitting over on the sofa bringing the rest of the party down. You know those people where you go and they're all mopey at the party? It only takes one of them. It's like, oh, gosh. And then you go, oh, I guess I should go talk to that person. And it's like, I really don't want to. Can we ask them to leave? Is that weird? No. No, but it is a wonderful adventure, if we stop and think about it. There is comings and goings. It is evolving. It is moving us along. And we get to choose, is it the ride of our life, or are we just going to sit in a box? From this moment on, what would you love your life to look like? It's a living, breathing thing. It's you. And you get to decide. Thank you.